I'm not going nowhere.
Do you bless me?
Oh yeah. I'm not going nowhere.
Do you bless me?
Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. Please,
please, please,
please, please, Lord. I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit.
Because you're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, please,
please, please,
oh, please. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. Hey, without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all.
Oh.
I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, Lord, yeah.
Please, please,
oh, yeah.
Please.
I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Because you're never too late.
Please, Lord,
please,
no. Oh, yeah. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. I need you. I need you. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. If you will. If you will. Me right now, do it, Jesus. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna hold on to you. I'm gonna hold on to you. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless my soul. Until you bless my soul. I wonder would you bless my children. I wonder would you bless my home. I need you to bless my heart. I want you to bless my soul. Each and every day. Every hour on the hour. And every minute. Oh, and every second. I wanna be blessed. I wanna walk blessed. I wanna live blessed. And I wanna talk blessed. Would you bless my mind? Would you bless my tongue? Would you bless my hand? Would you bless my feet? I want you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I want you. I want you. I want you.
Hello. be a few.
So I guess I better preach a little bit here.
Well, well.
Oh!
Ain't God good?
Won't he make a way for you?
Oh, no.
The song that I got through singing a few minutes ago. A lot of folk don't believe that there's a place somewhere around God's throne.
Well,
but I'm telling you, there is a place.
Oh!
And all up for me to preach a little bit. Y'all got to back me up. Y'all got to say yeah.
Ooh.
You got to say yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Tell me they got a fountain over there.
Well,
that never run dry. Is that right? But I tell you what, I'm more like about being over there where Jesus is.
Oh!
No more sickness. Lord have mercy.
Well,
Tish won't have to worry about getting sick over there. Every day will be a good day. I'll be there waiting for her. Can I get a witness?
Over there!
They don't have no diabetes.
Over there!
Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray with me.
Over there!
Over there!
They don't have
yeah.
no cancer.
Over there!
They don't have no high blood pressure.
Yeah. Ah. Ah. Over there!
Over there!
Ah. Ah.
Down in Augusta, Georgia, I talked to a boy that used to play drums for the Swanee Quintet. He had had 9 strokes, but God still kept him here.
Well, well. And God do. Say
yeah.
And he do.
Not only had he had 9 strokes, but he had had an aneurysm.
Well, well.
But God is still holding him. You know what I told him? Keep on trusting in God. He's good. So I want you to put your hand together when I tell you, oh, I can't
get up as I was.
Somebody say
Holy Ghost, walk with it. Walk with it. Walk with it. at the Holy Ghost to work, 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 work. Look at the Holy Ghost to work. Look at the Holy Ghost to work. Look at the Holy Ghost to work. I'm going to look at the Holy Ghost to work, 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 work. Look at the Holy Ghost to work.
Are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord said, these words are your gift to New Orleans.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying,
you might be
crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Let me
speak life.
Let me speak life to you.
You can depend on God.
You can depend on God.
To see you through.
To see you through.
Everybody stand on your feet, please.
You can depend on God.
And I want you to shake hands with one person and tell them. Tell them be blessed. Tell them be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Now I want you to hold their hand and look at them dead in the eye and say, you might be hurting.
You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying.
that airplane, Bishop. This is the favorite part God gave me.
You pray for me and watch God change me. I pray for you.
And you pray for me.
You pray for me and watch God change me. Watch God change things. I'll pray for you, you pray for me, and watch God change things.
Can I get a witness in the balcony?
Just watch God change things. Oh, if you just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. Watch God change things. Me and what God changed things. Won't he change it? Won't he change it? I'll pray for you. You pray for me and watch God change.
Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change.
Look at somebody else, because maybe that person didn't respond to you. But look at somebody else and tell them, you pray.
we call a man or a woman,
yeah,
who on
Sunday morning
can praise the Lord,
well,
and speak in unknown tongues. But later on in the week, they're cussing like a sailor. They can speak in tongues, but they can't speak to their neighbor. We'll call them a
Sunday Christian.
Yeah. Listen, you got preachers in the pulpit,
well,
that'll preach up a sweat
all day.
They'll preach a good sermon, one you won't forget. But later on in the weekday,
whoa,
like everything's alright,
all right,
you might find that same preacher with someone else's wife, and we'll call him a Sunday. A lady or a fellow, but if you are too fake in the eyes of God, this is something that you may be called on Sunday
Christian.
Sunday,
Sunday Christian.
I'm here to talk about
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, ooh, Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
My mama would say, be what you are. You gotta live a life. Live a life. Be real with God. You can't be hot and cold at the same time. God says that he'll spew you out. Spew you out. Why are you straddling? Straddling the fence.
Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I can't breathe, I can't think without you. Lord, that's my coming out. I need you and nothing,
nothing else.
Paul, it's something about the blood that Jesus shed it for me and the whole world. In 1 John 1:7, it says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. St. Paul.
Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood
that gives me strength.
Thank you.
different way God will work a miracle. You pray, then wait, God will work a miracle. Reverend Bush, if you pray, then wait, he'll work a miracle. You pray, then wait, he'll work. Pray is the key to the kingdom. And say we deliver us. It's just one prayer away. But this is the one thing you gotta know, and that is you can't hurry go. No. You just gotta wait. He may not come when you want it, but I. Do I have five on this side who know to pray?
You pray
and wait. God will
work
on me. Not if you don't mind. Just sing a verse to me.
Can you believe in prayer? And the Hebrew boys did too. You know what, church? If they were here tonight, there'll be a witness of what prayer can do. Listen, prayer locked the lion's jaw, and it took the heat out of the flame. Y'all not convinced? Listen, yesterday, yeah, today and tomorrow, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is still the same. So if you ain't too tired, wave your hand. You pray,
he'll
work.
I've
been sitting in the back. I've been waiting to get out here. But y'all just help me praise him. If you pray,
you get ready to go home. We get ready to go home. I said we get ready to go home. But before we go, I want to see the hand of everybody in this house who believe in miracles. Now if you don't believe in miracles, don't raise your hand. God just worked a miracle a few minutes ago. I wish I had a praying church. If you want to see a miracle, just look up, look down, and look all the way around. He's still working miracles. Yes, he is. He's still working miracles. Yes, he is. He's still, he's still
working miracles.
Wait a minute. I want my sister, Kathy, you and Flo come up here. Quick. I want my sister and her husband to come up here. Y'all come up right quick. Y'all come up. They're victims. Hurricane Katrina. They left New Orleans on Saturday. Thought they'd be back home on Monday, but they're still up here. Lost all they had down there, but they look at me, still looking good. Ain't God good? Help me.
Don't they look good? Somebody say yeah.
We got to go. But you know, Sister Shadow Jesus says this. If you pray and have faith and wait on the Lord.
What did it say?
She said, you're next. You're next. She said, you're not. Touch your hands and say, you're not. 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 You're not.
You're
not. Wait a minute. We gotta go. Country boy.
Oh.
I want these folks to go home with some hope tonight. If y'all don't mind, tell them what God will do if you pray. If you just pray and wait. Yeah. Shucks, I feel good. In 1999, I lost about 40 pounds. Everybody wondered what's wrong with me. But look at me tonight, just as fat as I want to be. Anybody here know God will restore you? Sometimes he breaks you, and then he makes you. Sometimes he drops you. Pick you up. Anybody been picked up in here? Grab a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I've been picked up.
I've been picked up.
I've been picked up.
I've been picked up.
We gotta go.
Remember,
had never been sick. You see, I can relate to that. What Reverend said, sometimes God got to break you. Sometimes you got to be broken up into little bitty pieces. You got too much of the wrong stuff, and I'm not ashamed today to tell you.
Broke me.
You see, some of y'all, I need to help y'all to think it's all about you. God don't need none of us. God don't need none of us. And just because you think God can bless you a little bit, I got news for you. What he gives to you, he'll drink it back.
Rushed all the way home.
to my doctor. The devil tried to steal my voice, Reverend. He tried to take away my joy. But Mama, Sister Ellis, my mama told me that, baby, you ought not give the devil the power to take something that he didn't give. And some of y'all can get your breakthrough tonight, but you just won't claim it. Some of y'all sick and you won't heal it. Reach up and grab it. Get on your feet. Don't sit down. Get on your feet. If you're lonely, get on your feet. Heal what? Heal what? He'll work it out. God bless you. We love you. Tell somebody, say, I made it. Tell them, I made it. I made it out of all I've been through. Yeah, I still got done. Yeah, I still got done. God bless you. We love you. Thank you. You pray. Praise Him.
Expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Come by here, my Lord.
Come by here.
Hey.
in my own world,
feeling really confused.
Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from, told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
Church, NFI, radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
God can use. I know he's able. I know he will. He fight my battle. If I stay still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. So God happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Just falling me down by the dirty stream. I come to pray so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to pray so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to sing so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to sing so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. So God can use. I know he's able. I know he will fight my battle. If I be still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. So God happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Just follow me down by the Jordan stream. I come to pray so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to pray so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to walk so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I want to walk so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. Oh, so God can use. I know he's able. I know he will. He said to fight my battle. If I stay still, you know I went in the valley. I didn't go to stay. My soul got happy. I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Church falling me down by the dirty stream. I come to love so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to love so my God can use me anywhere and anytime. So God can use, I know he's able, I know he will. He said to fight my battle, if I be still, I win the valley, I didn't go to stay. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. If you don't believe, I've been redeemed. Come follow me, church, by the turning screen. I come to praise so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I come to praise so my God can use me anywhere and anytime.
Amen, amen. Amen. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Amen. May we give a lot to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's pushed my life, to our blessed overseer and pastor, Pastor William Eli Ratcliffe, to our presider, overseer, Dr. Derek Charles, and to every brother boy, evangelist, minister, deacon, saint, and friend. Those of you that have your Bible, we're going to move expediently and follow me to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. We're going to read verses 7 through 10. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verses 7. And the Bible, King James Version, reads as this: casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Amen. Amen. For a topic on the day, we're going to talk about it's above me now. It's above me now. In the about almost 3 years ago now, and as we were slowly trying to work our way out of the pandemic, a viral video went forth. And it was a woman who was trying to check into a hotel room to finally see her children graduate. And I think the woman was a little under the influence. But she went and she said some racially charged words to the black man working behind the counter. And so after he said those words, that young black man called his supervisor. And the supervisor said, give her money back and tell her to go find another room. So the young man went and gave her money back and told her to find another room. And as she got on the phone to find out there was no more rooms nowhere else because it was graduation season, she said, listen, if you give me another chance, I'm sorry. Just give me the room that I paid for. I pay you double. And the young man said, it's above me now. She said, well, you can do it. You're working at the computer. And the young man said, ma'am, it's above me now. She said, this doesn't make any sense. You can help me out. And the young man simply said, ma'am, you shouldn't have said what you said. It's above me now. And so that exchange went on for about a period of about 5 minutes. But at the end of the day, she had to leave that establishment. She called the police. She begged. She whined. She cried. But all the boy said was, it's above me now. In essence, he was saying, I don't have the authority to stop what's coming your way. He said, I can accept your apology, but whatever you did has consequences, and it's above me now. Here in 1 Peter, Peter addresses, in his 5th chapter, he addresses the older saints, and then he addresses the younger saints. But in verse 7, he stops and addresses them both as a unit, because he wanted them both to understand that there is something that they're going to have to understand as life goes on. And what he wanted them to understand, that it's above me now. So if you would give me a few minutes, I just want to give me about 3 points. And my first point would be, you got to keep a clear mind. Look at the neighbor. You got to keep a clear mind. Now, I last Sunday he was told that Deacon Hunter says he watches a lot of wilderness stuff. And I like to partake in those wilderness videos, too, on YouTube. And the writer in Peter says that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, I want to tell you something about a lion. A lion don't attack straight on. When a lion gets you, you don't know it's coming. When a lion attacks its prey, the prey is not looking the lion in the eye. The lion, if you notice his skin and his color of his fur is so he can blend in with tall grass. And so a lion likes to get down and likes to crawl. And if you ain't paying attention, the lion be on you before you can even blink. And I like watching those videos, because on those videos, the lion would be crawling and those impalas be down there eating, right? And all of a sudden, one impala head will pop up. And then all the other heads will pop up. And I don't know if they heard something, smelled something, or felt something, but they all start being an alert. And it's always that one impala that's so caught up in eating, is so greedy, and so in paying not attention. And that's the impala that lion gets. And guess what? The other impalas don't stop by to help them out at all. And sometimes we get like that in life. You wonder why the devil always getting you, because you're so distracted. Every time you turn around, you looking at mess, and you always distracted, got your hands in something. You always got your hands in something. You always got your hands in something else. You can't get so distracted that the lion creep up on you. Because I'm here to tell you, if the lion ever gets you, he ain't letting go. And I don't care how much mama, I don't care how much daddy, I don't care how much the pastor love you. Sometimes if you get got, you just gonna get got. So at the end of the day, what I am saying is, you got to say, the Bible says stay sober and vigilant. Now I know some of y'all gonna say, look, he's talking about drinking and smoking. You shouldn't be sober and vigilant anyway. But when it says sober, he wants you to have a what? Clear mind. That's why you can't answer the phone when everybody calls. The worst thing you can do is keep answering the phone when somebody calls you. Because some people calling you just to distract you. And guess what? If somebody calls you and ain't got nothing good to say at all, sometimes you just need to miss that call. You got to miss that call. You got to pay attention to the surroundings. And I'm going to say so. I'm going to tell the story. Then I'm going to my second point. I got an uncle. I wouldn't say uncle-in-law, but he's my uncle. My uncle, he's in Georgia. And when we was at my wife's family reunion, he was telling the story, talking about, you know, I stopped drinking before I got saved. And we said, why? He said, well, I was dating this. He was in the Army, so I was dating this woman in Germany and got drunk and found out she was cheating on me. And her boyfriend beat me up. He said, I told myself if I wouldn't have been drunk, I wouldn't have got beat up. So he said, God taught me a lesson before he even saved my soul. I need to stop drinking. But you have to be sober and vigilant. My second point is, faith makes the difference. Somebody say, faith makes the difference. Understand that everybody in this room is going through something. I don't care who you are. You're going through something. And the way that you go through it, how it differs from somebody else, is because faith makes the difference. I'm going to tell you a quick thing. And I told somebody this on the phone just the other day. I said, now, we both can pray. But there's a difference when you got faith in praying and when you wishing and hoping when you pray. The Bible says God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Now, you can sit back and hope that God going to rain on you one day, or you can be like this. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things, what, shall be added unto you. There's a difference between wishing and hoping and praying and expecting an outcome. Faith makes the difference. I'm here to tell you, I am a firm believer that guess what? Two people can go to the same doctor with the same disease, and if one person has faith, they got a more expected outcome than the other person. I'm sorry to tell you, it's too many people that leave this earth taking the same pills that you're taking right now, and the difference is faith. Too many people are going through the same thing that you're going through, and they done lost their mind, and the difference is faith. Too many other people are children are doing the same thing your children are doing, and they can't even take it, and their children are getting locked up, and your child keeps getting chance after chance after chance, and guess what that is? It's faith. Don't fool yourself and think that it's just luck. No, you're not lucky. You need to be faithful. The Hebrew boys was facing the fiery furnace. What he say? They said, look, Nebuchadnezzar, our God is able, and if he didn't, don't mean that he can't. Oh, my God. See, that's faith. Faith is knowing God is able, even if he don't. Faith is saying, my God is able, even if he doesn't come through. I know my God can do it. And so you got to understand, you got to have faith like your children got faith in you. That's why they always call you for money, because they'll never think you broke. Woo, my God. Your children never consider the fact that you ain't got money. They'll pick up the phone and say, I need, can I borrow, knowing they ain't going to pay it back. They got faith in you. It don't dawn across their head that you broke. It don't come across it. Why? Because mom and daddy always what? Got it. They got faith in you. And sometimes you need to have that faith in God. God, I'm not asking you if you can. I know that you can, and I want you to do it. Faith is always going to make the difference. He told them, he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You better understand something. You can't keep looking at people and being jealous when they get blessed. You better understand the same God passing out blessings over there can pass out blessings over here. The worst thing that you can do is get upset because somebody else got blessed. I gave this analogy one time when I used to be able to play basketball. I didn't like being the first. I used to come in the gym and call next. You know why I used to call next? Because I believed if I got on the court, I could win. I wasn't worried about who won the game before. I don't care about who was winning 2 minutes before I got there. I don't care about who was winning after I left. I knew that when I got on the court, I expected to win. And you need to be just like that when you see somebody get a new car. Oh, I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody get a house. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody else's child gets saved. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody get some money. I'm next. You need to be just like that when somebody get healed. I'm next. Spending so much time wondering why how somebody else got blessed, you missing yours. I just want to be next. And last but not least, let's go back to the seventh verse. And my last point is the title of this message. It's above me now. Verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Too many times we carrying stuff that we ain't got no business handling. So many times we're dealing with stuff that we ain't got no business dealing with. I gave you the analogy of the young man that was working behind the counter. And the young man said, the young man didn't argue with the woman. The young man didn't go back and forth. The young man didn't say, you call me such and such. The young man didn't say, ooh, you a racist. The young man did not say a mumbling word, but he picked up the phone and called his supervisor. And he said, "Supervisor, this woman done said something. How do you want me to handle it?" The supervisor said, "Give them their money back and say it's over." So the young man did not go and carry that thing. He said, "It's above me now." So many times we're praying about something and we still carrying it. We're praying about stuff and we still worried about it. We're praying about stuff and we still meddling in it. We're praying about stuff and we still want to fight it out. But God said, if you pray about it, it's above you now. Woo! He said, "Captain, all cares because I care for you. I wish I had somebody say, I want it to be above me now. I want God to handle it." Because the truth of the matter is, if you could have fixed it, it would have been fixed a long time ago. The truth of the matter is, if you could handle it, you would never be going through it. But once you pray about it, leave it alone. Woo, my God. So many times you want to be the mouthpiece to fix it. And God said, if I wanted you to fix it, when you opened your mouth the first time, it would have been settled. Fussing and fighting with stuff. But you got to let them know it's above me now. Oh, yeah, they're going to do you wrong, but it's above me now. Oh, yes, they're going to talk about you, but what? It's above me now. I went down on my knees and I told God about it. And one thing I do know, he still answers prayers. I don't have to get you back, but one thing I do know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It's above me now. It got to be above you. Because as long as it's in your hands, it's still in carnal hands. It has to be above you. We have to understand that God has a simple plan, and we just need to put ourselves in simple places. What God's simple plan is, you always can give it to me. Oh, my God. You can always give it to God. So many times we forget, you know, talent is a dangerous thing. God gives you a little piece of talent and you think your talent is doing something. God gives you a piece of education and you figure that you can figure out everything. God gives you a piece of ability and you feel like you can handle all of it. But the truth of the matter is, I wish Billy Hinton was here. He said, "I can't even walk without you holding my hand." The truth of the matter is that the little ability and talent that you do have can't bustle great if God is not with you. The truth of the matter is all that thing that you felt like you were figuring out, you were just as dumb as a box of rocks. God had to give you something. You don't believe me? Look at Peter. God said, "Peter, guess what? Didn't nobody tell you that, but it came from heaven." Why? Because Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Peter, you ain't that smart. I know God dropped something." Oh, my God. We have to get to the point that we start giving something to God and say, "It's above me now." I watched that video again last night, and I watched how that young man, that woman was crying. She called the police, and then when the police came, he said, "It's above me now." He didn't answer the police questions. The police said, "Well, can we solve it?" He said, "It's above me now." The police said, "Well, can't we come to some type of agreement?" He said, "It's above me now." And sometimes, guess what? The devil tries to get you because he comes back to negotiate. But you got to tell the devil, "It's above me now." Oh, my God, it's above me. You need to look at Job. What did Job say? "Though he slay me, yet will I trust." It's above me now. My wife is that. It's above me now. My friends, it's above me. My children died. It's above me. I'm sick in my body. It's above me. I don't have nowhere to trust. It's above me now. Because scientifically speaking, what goes up must come down. But spiritually speaking, what goes up can stay right there. Turn these things over to God because he cares for you. He cares for you. Sometimes we forget how much God cares. Sometimes we get so caught up in life we forget how much God cares. Cares for you. And here's my thing. I tell my children sometimes when they come home, I want them to look like they mine. You know what that means? You need to dress like I would have you to dress. You need to present yourself in a certain way because you mine. It matters to me how the world sees them. It matters to me that they don't see them looking crazy and all busted and disgusted. I might not have a bunch of money, but I have enough money to have you looking decent, and I don't care how old you are. So guess what? They get this, they got to quit. They go somewhere with me. I got to put on some clothes. If I'm like that with mine, what is God like that with you? Do you think God wants you walking around here bitten over, all broken up and pouty all the time? He called you a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. He called you the lender, not the borrower. He called you above and not beneath. He called you a royal priesthood. And baby, if you walking around here looking anything else, you don't look like his child. I am sorry. People don't want to follow a Christian that's always complaining about something. You won't even go to a party if people ain't talking about it. Some of y'all have been saved a long time, but I remember them days. If you weren't there at the club when it first opened, you had to wait for the reviews. What was the music like? What was the atmosphere like? And when they bragged about it, you did what? You made sure you was there. Now we get in the church, want to look sad and ugly all the time, and think you want somebody to come on and go with me to my father's house. Why? You ain't never happy you invite people to church. You ain't never got nothing good to say, and you want people to come. Why? But when you give it to him, they see, Lord, his children had it crazy, but he still got a smile on his face because it's above me now. Lord, I know he getting paid the same thing. You know, the people at God know what you get paid. I know they tell you don't tell nobody, but they know what you get paid because they know what they get paid. Oh, my God. They look. I know what they check look like. They sitting around here like they ain't got no bills. It's above me now. I ain't got no money to pay, so I ain't going to worry about it. I got a God. And then when you put stuff above you, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. In my clothes, stop worrying, pray, and let it go. It's above me now.
Come on, let everything in hell breath do what? We will bless the Lord when? And his praises shall continually be well. Stand to your feet with your own mouth and in your own way. Let's give God some praise for his word. Amen. How many of you received that prayer?
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
You the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on. Traditional music.
I'm just waiting. the word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
the way on the NFI.
listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
Even
is the only way. And I'm gonna wait right here. A whole new way. Listen here. My blessing is on the way. And I'm
gonna wait right here.
Yeah, Lord. My miracle is on the way. And
I'm gonna wait right here.
Wait a minute. Now for those of you that's about to give up and throw in the towel, don't be weary. I come to encourage you. He shall strengthen my heart in the meantime. Even when my pillow get wet with tears, I'm gonna stand here and wait. Stand here and wait. Is there anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Let me remind you. Let me remind you. Go out. Disappointment, I'm heartbroken, but I'm still gonna wait. I'm still gonna wait. Tears in my eyes, I got to wait. I got to wait. Let me tell y'all why. I gotta press. I gotta press. Why in my heart, I got to press. Wait a minute, wait a minute, y'all. Just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, it's on the way. Tell yourself, minister to yourself, it's on the way. Try to change
from your weeping
night, but it's on the way. That new home.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I like to ask the Lord for a little bit of help.
I stood on the banks of Jordan one day.
just to see the ship go by.
In the mix, in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass, it's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the
right. We're gonna take a little trip back down memory lane. Let's see if they remember this.
Someday.
Some happy day.
Someday.
He's coming for the trustee.
keep coming. I know I keep coming as a thief. I keep coming as a robber. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days. Oh, I know, yeah.
Jesus is
I want to thank you.
and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your grace mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment.
I'm living this moment.
trusting in him, he'll be your best friend.
One quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Sure.